go this. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Krishna, 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 Krishna. Yes. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Hare Krishna. I don't know if you have the same situation as I have. Sometimes when chanting, it is easy to concentrate the mind on the holy name, but at other times, even in the temple, it appears to be quite difficult. Do you have this difficulty also sometimes? This morning, on my way to the temple, I met one of my exalted God brothers and asked him, what is your secret when you chant the holy name in Kirtan? I had noted that yesterday, when he sang Kirtan, he appeared very absorbed, and all of us were also very, very deeply absorbed in our singing of the Kirtan. So I wanted to know, what is your secret? And he said something so beautiful that I wish to repeat it to all of you. I think it might help you also to become more absorbed, even when your mind sometimes wanders. He said that when I sing, I want to make sure that I sing each single name. And then, when the chorus comes and all the devotees sing in response, I want to make sure that I can listen to each holy name. So, this is a blessing to be present totally in the kirtan, a blessing which comes from above. You might have noticed that at the beginning of the Anivas ceremony, we have welcomed Srila Prabhupada, then Srila Haridas Thakur. Do you know why we have welcomed them? We have welcomed them in order to ask them for blessings in our kirtan. Blessings so that we can, like this God brother expressed this morning, be present with every single holy name which comes over our lips. And that we can also be present with every holy name which comes in our ears. When you learn to do that, or when you are blessed with this capability, your chanting will become very madhur, very sweet. So in the beginning of this kirtan which we will sing now, I would like to recite a prayer from Haridas Thakur, a prayer where he asks to be present with each single holy name. Most probably all of you know when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Puri, he had a very regulated day. He would go in the morning to take darshan of Lord Jagannath. And then, after he had had his darshan, he would proceed in the direction of the ocean where he did his noon duties. A polite word for hygienic activities. So, on the way to the ocean, he came to the hut of Haridas Thakur, who had been chanting already since 2 o'clock in the morning on his japa beads, you know, early in the morning. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Haridas Thakur, they spent some time together. Then Mahaprabhu went back to his place in Gambira and took Jagannath Mahaprasad. Then he took a little rest. Then in the afternoon, he would again go for darshan in the temple. And after the darshan, he would do Harinam Naga Sankirtan through the town of Puri. This Sankirtan was usually observed by all his associates and all the people in Puri. They would dance with Mahaprabhu. As Mahaprabhu was there, he would sometimes split himself in four different Mahaprabhus and chanted a dance which four Sankirtan groups which surrounded him on all four sides, north, east, south, and west. So, on one day, this is where we want to focus on, Mahaprabhu went to Haridas Thakur. And Haridas Thakur was in a very deep mood. When Mahaprabhu came to his hut, Haridas stopped his chanting. He paid his most respectful obeisances to the lotus feet of Gauranga, which were so dear to him. And then he begged a prayer, which I would like to read to you at the beginning of this kirtan. I would request all of you, if possible, I know space is narrow, to turn to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and just, you know, as you listen to the prayer, let the prayer sink in into your consciousness and ask the mood of this prayer for the holy name to appear so that you can be present with the holy name when you sing it and you hear it. O Lord, be merciful and appear on my tongue in the form of your holy name. Then step constantly, O Lord. I fall at your lotus feet and beg this. Come on my tongue in the form of your holy name. My Lord, you may keep me in this world, or you may take me to your own abode as you please. But whatever you do with me, please always feed me the divine nectar of your holy names. This nectar of the holy name is like cream mixed with yogurt and ice. Imagine this, if you would get this drink now, cream mixed with yogurt and ice. This is how great devotees relish the holy name, something which totally quenches their thirst when they know that they are exhausted with the pleasures of this world. Haridas then says to Mahaprabhu, you have descended to this world to distribute the holy name. So kindly, also consider me one of those you intended to bless. Now, you came, you can think like this, to bless people like me. I am such a person who needs your blessing. Please give me your blessing. I am the most lowly, fallen, crazy, whereas you are committed to uplifting the most fallen. This is our eternal relationship. O Savior of the fallen. This is our connection, O Lord. And I beg you to shower upon me the nectar of the holy name. Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare. Rama, Hare Rama, Namo Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna.
Name. Don't allow your mind to go somewhere else. Look at Lord Chaitanya and ask him to give that rare pleasure to you, the holy name. And just bring your whole heart to this simple name. We sing now.
Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Krishna, Hare Hare.
Krishna,
Thank you.
Rama.